This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12.05, coming up to 12.06 on this Thursday, the 12th of August, 2021. As usual, I'm joined in the studio by...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
Lots to talk about today. Our question of the day, though, is would you dine in at an F&B outlet whose workers are not fully vaccinated? We are polling over on Twitter and, of course, on Instagram. And if you want to get over, if you want to get a conversation started, get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is because of a piece of news that we all saw this morning. Only vaccinated dining customers, evidently workers in restaurants and food outlets that are open for dining need not be fully vaccinated. Only the dining customers must be fully vaccinated. I don't know if that's the right way around, but we'll talk about that shortly. Then, of course, we're going to be having a bit of a discussion about whether or not digitalization is the only thing that can save some of our SMEs. We'll be hearing a little bit, of course, from somebody from Siemens regarding this as well. So that's all coming up very shortly. And then we're wrapping up with our third and final story of the day.
We're going to talk about how you don't have to print your vaccination certs.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Chris...
So just to clarify a bit of confusion that arose, in states that are phase two and above, dine-in is now allowed, right? But there was some confusion over, you know, whether or not dine-in customers and workers both had to be fully vaccinated or who had to be fully, like what counts and what doesn't count. Mm-hmm. So Georgetown OCPD Assistant Comm Sophia Santong said that the National Security Council was very clear that only customers must be fully vaccinated and not the workers. He said, however, the restaurants should display how many of their workers are fully vaccinated and their customers can make the choice whether or not to eat at a particular outlet. The NSE standard operating procedure is very clear on this and there should not be any confusion on dine-ins at restaurants. Restaurants and food outlets welcomed the clarification, saying that it was timely as many workers are young, so it would take some time before they got vaccination appointments. Restaurant owner Warren Tan said, it's good news for us as I have 15 workers in my four restaurants. They're mostly in their 20s and 30s. We can't wait for all of them to be fully vaccinated before opening, as we've been doing takeaways for some time, which is not ideal for sizzling hot plates and steamboat. Tan also said the restaurant's takeaway menu had to be tweaked by substituting hot plate dishes with Japanese bento sets. Restaurant director Muhammad Riaz Said Ibrahim said it was a practical move, as food outlets could not continue with takeaway orders only. He said, let customers make the choice to eat wherever they want, as we will still strictly enforce the SOP for dining in. A check by The Star yesterday also found that few food courts and market complexes on Penang Island were open for business. Mm-hmm. And Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao is expected to give a statement on the issue. State Local Government Committee Chairman Jagdeep Singh Deo said the state EXO, which met yesterday, was in consensus that workers must be fully vaccinated as, and I quote, it doesn't make sense for customers to be fully vaccinated and not the workers. Which I am inclined to agree with.
Yeah. And according to our poll, which is 360 votes, 89.4% of you who have voted also are in agreement with this.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why we wanted to cover the story is because I think we all saw the article and just went, what?
Yeah. I mean, if you head over to Twitter or any of the social media outlets right now and take a look there, most people are under the same kind or thinking the same kind of thing. Now, I know, obviously, we've spoken about it a lot. We want to be able to dine in at some point. We want restaurants to be open. But in my mind, the priority is getting the staff vaccinated before I go and eat there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to make sure that those staff, you know, are safe and well and are able to be out amongst the public with a level of protection.
I mean, it's like a symbiosis,
yeah.
Right? It's like we have to be fully vaccinated and then they have to be fully vaccinated and then everybody feels safe.
Yeah.
I appreciate like the full disclosure. I appreciate like F&B outlets going like, okay, so and so staff is fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
We have this many staff who are fully okay and it's completely your choice if you want to dine in or not. But I'm also thinking like purely from like either a branding or marketing perspective, that's going to put a lot of people off, right?
Yeah,
like, if you saw an F&B outlet and it said that only 50% of the staff is vaccinated or 70%, automatically your mind's going to go like, okay, maybe not.
Right.
Or maybe some other time, or maybe I'll find somewhere else to dine in, no?
For me also, from an employee welfare perspective as well, if your workers are not fully vaccinated and hypothetically a dine-in customer comes in and is asymptomatic, they are more at risk of contracting, a version of the virus that is going to wreak more havoc, and they're more kind of high risk, or they might develop more severe symptoms, they might be hospitalized, you know, so... I do understand, however, that in some cases, perhaps they don't have a lot of control over which worker is vaccinated and who isn't. Mm. I know a lot of people still haven't gotten their vaccination dates, which to me, quite frankly, should not be the case.
It's surprising. Yeah.
And, you know, I understand that dine-in is extremely integral to a lot of F&B outlets to survive, because that is the main way that they're going to earn their revenue back that they've lost. Mm-hmm. But not like this.
Right. I mean, you're right, Chris. You know... some people haven't been vaccinated, but it's a case of, I mean, we were talking about it a little bit earlier on, weren't we? You know, there's only a couple of reasons why you wouldn't have your staff vaccinated, or you wouldn't want this to be a thing. And that's either some of your staff that you're employing might be foreign workers and having a bit more difficulty getting them vaccinated, for whatever reason that might be. Or, you know, you're just not of that same mindset. And if you're not in that mindset, and that's not necessarily a restaurant that a lot of people... would want to kind of, you know...
Patronize.
Yeah.
I don't know. And for what you were saying, Arv, about, you know, X amount of staff here have been vaccinated, I cannot think of any business owner or any restaurateur who would put a sign up saying only 50% of my staff have been vaccinated, you know, or only 20%. Every single restaurateur wants to put up all of my staff have been vaccinated, because they know that if they have all of my staff on their windowsill and next door has 20% have been vaccinated, you know where the customer's going to go to, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm also thinking, like, from a staff perspective, like Chris, you mentioned, if you have like half of your staff vaccinated or 70% vaccinated, it kind of puts all of them in danger as well, right?
Yeah, it puts everyone who is not vaccinated... Well, you know what? Actually, I take that back. It puts everyone in danger regardless.
I mean, to me, I'm blatantly honest, this just does not make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I read that this morning, I'm like, this just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and whoever sat down there and thought this was a good idea, I genuinely don't know.
Like, I think it has to be thought about slightly more.
Again, you know, we do understand the importance of lifting restrictions, and that we do at some point have to go back to some semblance of quote-unquote normal life. But... we have to think about the consequences of some of these lockdown restrictions and how we're lifting them, and the manner in which we are trying to do this as safely as possible.
Exactly.
Anyway, we have to take a short break. We've got some music coming up from Rufus Thomas with Walking the Dog. But of course, we are asking that question. Would you dine in an F&B outlet whose workers are not fully vaccinated? Why or why not? Vote over on Twitter. Get us over on Instagram as well. That's both at BFM Radio. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. That's it. We're going to take a short break on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.